The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. While the media and government lie and cover for Big Pharma, the official ingredients are still unknown. But we have thousands of brilliant scientists worldwide studying these experimental vaccines. Some have died in highly suspicious ways, but most have been able to share their findings. And the work shows us that graphene oxide is a key component in all of this. There have been dozens of official documented studies on the use of graphene oxide related to how we see it being used here today. Among other things, as a power converter. Graphene, a one-atom thick layer of hexagonally arranged carbon atoms, is the thinnest and strongest material known to man, and an outstanding conductor of heat and electricity. It can boost gigahertz frequencies into terahertz, which is exactly what these new nanotech machines need for power. In order to do this, the graphene first needs a frequency to power it, and the optimal frequency to externally power graphene is known to be 26 gigahertz, which is also the frequency put out by 5G. In this model, the graphene within the body is activated by microwave signals in the gigahertz range, which it then boosts into the terahertz range, which then powers the novel nanotech machinery to self-assemble within the human body. Once assembled, what do these nanotech machines do? The images, compared to the scientific literature, suggest that they are the foundation of an internal electronic system with an endless potential for biomanipulation of the human host. Nano-routers that emit MAC addresses, able to be registered via Bluetooth. Nano and plasma antennas to amplify signals. Nano-rectennas acting as rectifier bridges from AC to DC current. Codecs and logic gates for encryption of communication. The raw material for all this self-assembly is also graphene oxide. And when we compare known side effects of graphene oxide to the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, we find them to be the same. Once graphene oxide is injected into the body, it acquires magnetic properties, predictably around the injection site, the heart, and the brain. Graphene is seen as a pathogen by our immune system and will often result in paralysis and stroke. Graphene is known to cause blood clots and heart conditions. Graphene oxide can generate small discharges, causing cardiac arrhythmia. There is so much going on with these experimental vaccines, and the evidence seems clear that there is a mass experiment going on, with certain batches marked more deadly than others, and with certain batches that contain a bold new technology akin to a man-made parasite intended to control the host human if it doesn't kill them first in the process. Perhaps that is what the mad scientists and psychopaths are after. Human genetics that can withstand this new invasive and deadly nanotech. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
New York to track residents' food purchases and place caps on meat served by public institutions. So New York City will begin tracking the carbon footprints of household food consumption and putting caps on how much red meat can be served in public institutions as part of a sweeping initiative to achieve a 33% reduction in carbon emissions by, this is from food, by 2030. This is all part of their ridiculous agenda. Catherine and Carolyn, what say you on that?
So I've been busy watching decision makers fly around the world with carbon footprints of Panzer divisions, and no one's saying anything about Lockheed F-35s in the military budget in terms of carbon emissions. So I just think we're looking at a system that's got absolutely no integrity, and this is more control. And it's more, you know, if you're going to control the money and the currency system, you got to control the food. And this is food control, and it's food fascism. One of the other things is the more animal protein people have, the harder they are to control. And you strip them of the animal protein and start feeding them insects, they become much easier to control. So this is as dark as it looks.
Can I be born, please? Is that okay?
Phil, yeah, I'd like to see that testing kit before it's actually administered and removed from its packaging, if you don't mind.
What was that?
I'd like to see the testing kit before it's actually removed from its packaging. Thank you. I just want to check something. There we go. Sterile EO. I just want to confirm that. You know what EO is? No? EO is ethylene oxide. Okay, ethylene oxide is the number one ingredient used in antifreeze for cars and machinery, etc. Ethylene oxide is a massive carcinogen and a mutagen. So it'll give you Hodgkin's lymphoma in females, greatly increases your chances of breast cancer. All right? And it'll fuck with your DNA. Literally change the structure of the building blocks of your own body.
Okay.
So that's here. We're giving this to people. It's sterilized here, dry, no effect. But once you put it inside someone's nose, it's wet. Once you inhale it, it's actually on Google, you can look it up. That's going to kill us. That's actually killing people.
At a 1991 closed-door meeting of fellow internationalists, billionaire and former CFR chairman David Rockefeller praised his media allies, but his confidence that his words would not leave the room was later broken.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and restricted their policies of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
That these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world.
For starters, what should I call you?
I'm Chloe. And you, what's your name?
John. My name is John.
Delighted to meet you, John.
Could you tell us a little about yourself and what you can do, Chloe?
Of course. I'm the first personal assistant built by CyberLife. I take care of most everyday tasks, like cooking, housework, or managing your appointments, for example.
Mm. And I understand you're the first android to have passed the Turing test. Could you tell us a little more about that?
I really didn't do much, you know. I just spoke with a few humans to see if they could tell the difference between me and a real person. It was a really interesting experience.
But this is the first time in history that man has created a machine more intelligent than himself. I gather your brain can perform several billion operations per second, is that right?
Absolutely, but I only exist thanks to the intelligence of the humans who designed me. And, you know, they have something I could never have.
Really? And what's that?
A soul.